Morning, everyone.
Sorry.
It's Thanksgiving Sunday. Why are we all looking so shy and kind of depressed? Can I get a smile in the house? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Can we all stand up? It's kind of too boring. If you're happy and you know it, shout amen.
Amen.
If you're happy and you know it, shout amen.
Amen.
If you're happy and you know and you really want to show, if you're happy and you know it, shout amen.
Amen.
Shout amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for the opportunity to be in your presence this morning. Father, I pray that you accept us this day. Pray, Father, that you speak through me this morning. I pray, Father, that your people will hear what they need to hear in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray.
Amen.
So this morning, I'm introducing you to the theme for the month. Amen. Okay, sorry about that. So this morning I'll introduce you to the theme of the month, which is Winds of Change. Winds of Change. So what is change? When you hear about change, what comes to mind? Change means to become or make different. To become or make different, to replace with another, or to switch. Let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. There is time for everything. Can we read Genesis chapter 8, verse 22 as well? Genesis 8, 22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest and home and eat, and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. So the scripture says it all. You know, it tells us about change in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, and in Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. You know, change is inevitable. Whether you like it or not, you know, there will be life, there will be death. If I like it or not, we are all going to die. It's a part of life. There will be day, there will be night, there will be, you know, morning, afternoon, evening, tomorrow will come, you know, the day after tomorrow will come, the seasons will change, you know. Right now we are in, I don't even know if we are in spring or summer right now, but it feels like summer, but I think we are still in spring, you know. The seasons will change. You know, winter will come, fall will come, spring will come, and you know, like that. So change is inevitable. And also, there are all sorts of changes happening around us. We have political changes, we have economical changes, we have, you know, climatic changes, we have social changes. So that being said, change is the only variable that is constant in life. It's the only variable that is constant in life. So now change will come, and the impact of change depends on you. So when this change that is inevitable comes, the impact of the change depends on you. The impact of it on you depends on you. Change is constant. You can't control it, but you can control the way it affects you by preparing. So, for example, during some during winter, you know, it's really cold, and you know, you don't want to expose yourself to the cold weather. You know, you might catch pneumonia, cold, and all that. It's not, you know, all that pleasant to be exposed to cold. So you need to protect yourself. You need to, you know, wear a jacket. You need to wear, you know, soft boots. You know, keep yourself warm. As well as summer, you know, you don't want to be too hot. You might, you know, get heat stroke. So you want to, you know, wear something light and that will allow, you know, fresh air to blow on you a little bit. So the way you can control it, you know, you can control change by preparing for it, you know, by preparing for change. Therefore, the impact of change on you is your choice. Remember, we're talking about winds of change. The impact of change on you is your choice. I'm talking about two types of change. Number one is the change that happens to you. Number two is the change that happens around you. Which means the wind is either going to change you and therefore force a change around you, or change things around you and therefore force you to change. Let me repeat that. The wind is either going to change you and therefore force a change around you, or change things around you and therefore force you to change. So let's talk about you know, the responses to change. How do we respond to change? Number one, we could respond by rejecting or resisting it. We can respond by ignoring it. We can respond by preparing and adjusting to it. Number one is rejecting or resisting change, ignoring change by preparing and adjusting to change. Number three. Your response to change will determine the benefits you will get from it. So, you will resist or reject change if you are unprepared. So, you need to be prepared for change. If you are unprepared, you will either resist it or reject it. And I'm going to read from this bulletin right here. You can follow as I read. It says, if you're unprepared, you will most likely resist or reject change. Your resistance will cost you your strength, emotion, peace of mind, and you will be deformed. Your focus is a bird in hand. You know, that's going to be your phrase, a bird in hand. You know, it's worth more than thousands out there. Acceptance of what has been will be and will always be. Contemplation is always on loss and scarcity. Satisfaction in what the eyes can see and the sky is the limit. Defense, protection, fight, and fear are the main words. Impossibilities are the major possibilities here. And so fear change is fearful, and change is viewed with suspicion, and it was a potential enemy, and change is therefore resisted. So when you ignore and or resist change, it's difficult to get the best of life. You know, the best life has to offer when you resist change. You miss a lot of opportunities. So secondly, you will ignore change if you are unaware. You ignore change if you are unaware of the change in the first place. So if you're unaware of change, you will ignore it. You will be cheated and abused, and you are in darkness. What will be your motto, will be your slogan. You will be tossed to and fro by every doctrine, and you will need lots of prayers. So, here, what will be your friends, you know, like I read. And you're saying that your lot in life is, because you do not change, you are unaware of your surroundings. So don't let change catch you unaware. There is a need to be vigilant. There is a need to be sensitive, you know, about the environment, about our environment, about what's going on around us. There's a need to be sensitive. So there's a need to be aware of change. Lastly, if you prepare for change, you will receive and adjust accordingly. If you prepare for change, then you will receive and adjust accordingly. You will be at peace with change, and it will transform you. Your focus is, you know, better than this. I can do better than this. I can be in a better place. Contemplation is more abundance, never ending. You are attached to nothing and open to everything. The sky is the beginning for you. You seek multiple possibilities, and there are only possibilities here. Impossibilities are impossible here. You are creative, seeking beauty in the face of ugliness, strength in the place of weakness, light in the place of darkness, freedom, liberty, charity, kindness, compassion are the words here. Therefore, change is welcomed, and change is appreciated as it is. So preparation is the key here. There is a need to prepare for change. If you don't prepare for change, you get destabilized. And the goal of change is to move us on in the journey of life. You know, when you change, you know, you have new opportunities, you have new views, you know, better than the ones you have already. So the question now is, how do you prepare for a change? You know, nothing happens suddenly in life. You know, there are always warning signs, there are always, you know, like nudging in the spirit. So it's your responsibility to detect these signs. You will have discomforting feelings. You will become uncomfortable. You will feel restless. You will feel unhappy. You will feel unsatisfied. So when you perceive these changes, you don't stay there. You don't ignore the feelings. You don't settle for less, you don't deny reality. So you simply respond to those warning signs. Also, to prepare for change, you have to constantly declare the word of God in faith. You know, declare God's word about, you know, his promises over your life. Keep declaring. Open the scripture, look at it, declare the scripture upon your life, upon your future, you know, upon the steps to take. Also, there's a need to be prayerful. So I found this quote online that says, your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. Your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. So I have a story to tell. I can remember when at my former place of employment, you know, I had that nudging, you know, spirit, that nudging feeling. I knew I was done, you know, I was getting unsatisfied. I was, you know, pretty much done, but you know, I was researching. There was just this feeling inside of me that says, you know, you need to change. You need to get another job. You know, I was no longer finding fulfillment in what I was doing. I was no longer happy. So, you know, I would research, you know, about other jobs, you know, other facilities and all that. But, you know, I still stayed there. But, you know, something happened around me that forced me to change. So I, you know, submitted my resignation letter. And, you know, I was mentally prepared, though I still stayed there. You know, I was searching. I didn't ignore that feeling. I was still working on it, you know, by searching for other facilities to go to. So I was mentally prepared, and that when the, you know, whatever forced me to change, you know, the environment forced me to change, I was, you know, at peace. I was, you know, I was happy. I wasn't frustrated. So I was able to transition smoothly. So there's a need to, you know, prepare yourself for what's ahead mentally. You don't just sit there, you know, just get comfortable in what you're doing and say, oh, that's it. Oh, I'm comfortable doing this. I'm not going to change. I'm getting enough pay here, you know. I'm not going to pursue something better. So there is a need to move forward. You know, there are a lot of opportunities out there. There's a need to be sensitive to change. So, in conclusion, there's a need to be observant. Like I said, there's a need to be sensitive, be aware of your surroundings, listen to that nudging spirit within, and prepare for a change. Don't let it catch you unaware. So I pray that the Holy Spirit will help us to respond to the change we need to respond to at the appropriate time, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And this concludes my message this morning. I hope you've learned something. Let's pray quickly. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the opportunity to share your word. Father, I pray that the wind that will bring about favor, honor, wealth, healing, promotion, success, prosperity, joy, peace, new song, pleasant surprises, and abundance, and everything, every good things that we desire will blow on us in this month and beyond, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Pray, Father, that you will establish us in this truth, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.